Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're not quite into the full-on Super Bowl, the matchup, the game. So we thought it'd be best to tier off some Super Bowl halftime shows, Keefe, is what we thought
we'd do. We're not going to do them all. We don't have that kind of time nor that kind of memory. So we're going to go back to the Patriots' first Super Bowl. Well, Patriots' first Super Bowl win, I should say. We're not going back to the squeeze the cheese. We're going back to the first Super Bowl win. It would actually be the Super Bowl that was played in the year 2002. Following the 0-1 season. And so Billy Lane is going to throw the halftime acts at us, and then we're going to tier them. Right now, we have five tiers.
Okay.
So these are fluid. We can change them if need be. The first tier, the GOAT tier.
Okay, very self-evident. We understand what that should be.
The greatest of all time tier.
Yep.
Let's go!
Nice.
This could come into play maybe once, maybe more than once. The not safe for work tier.
NYSF. Not safe for work.
Well...
I think...
Wait, what the hell? That's like the Eagles lady.
I hadn't heard that one.
E-G-L-E-S.
N-Y-S-F. Not safe for work.
Okay. I have a feeling there's definitely going to be one of those.
Not safe for work.
Maybe Bruce Springsteen is crotch right in the camera. We'll get to that
it's
one.
Possible.
Maybe that, yeah.
Frisky.
Yeah.
You want a frisky? I like... Sometimes don't sleep on a frisky halftime show.
What's tears without frisky?
A good point.
Yeah.
Another tier. Safe olds. I feel like there could be a lot piled up here. Safe olds, coincidentally, might follow the NSFW.
Yeah, there was quite a run of those, yeah.
And then the bottom tier right now, we have Mayo Grown.
Ew.
Sort of a staple of the bottom tier during Tier Tuesday. So those five tiers. And what do we got? Like, we got to rip through these because we got like 20 acts to get to.
Okay, let's do it,
Bill.
All right,
Billy. Super Bowl 36, U2.
All right.
I think you got to go GOAT. I'm not a U2 guy, but I think you got to go GOAT for...
Just the whole spectacle of it. The first one after 9/11.
Yeah.
It was very emotional.
It's that. It's not... Yeah. I'm not even a U2 guy, but...
I kind of hate U2, I think.
But it rose to the moment, I think. Like, you at least got to give that halftime show that.
I was wondering if you were going to go there. I don't know if it fits in...
Am I too, these colors don't run? Am I too in the nostalgia of it?
I don't like U2. I hate how they put... their album on everybody's iPhone. I thought that was insane. You couldn't like even...
Good marketing move.
Terrible.
Good marketing move.
Ah, it comes with an album. I don't want it. Like, well, you have it anyway.
Maybe you couldn't delete.
You have a choice. You don't have to have an Apple phone, just FYI. But keep going.
Yeah. You're the only one that I know that doesn't
well,
have
guess
that.
What? Thanks
for
screwing
up. Well, we all get texts.
Guess what? I didn't get stuck with U2 albums on my phone. Yeah, did you ever think about that?
So I'll put it there for nostalgia and the importance of it, because I'm not a monster. I understand that it was very emotional and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But let the record show. I don't care for the band.
Okay, well, you can put it somewhere else, and Billy can break the tie if you want.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, if you hate
America. You want it somewhere else, Bill?
I don't think it's the GOAT.
If you want to hate America and put it somewhere else, you guys want to download it?
So that's what you're making it, though. If you're making it patriotic, then yes, it's the GOAT. It's the greatest performance.
Yeah, well, I think that was a fact. Was that not a factor in that Super Bowl halftime show?
No, it was, but I think your Patriots bias leans towards a lot
of it. Okay, that's probably true.
I'll leave it there.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
Let's go!
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Tough start.
Let's not start with hating America, please.
Tough start. There's
nothing to do with the country.
They're not even from here.
The band. Right, exactly.
From here.
Okay, next.
You know, his daughter's an actress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's in some shows, including that Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber.
Lil Bono.
Whodunit.
What do they call her?
Yeah, they call her Lil Bono.
Lil Bono. Yep. Yeah, nice.
Super Bowl 37, Shania Twain, No Doubt.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember
this. I don't remember that. Well, this wasn't a Pats year. This was the year that they didn't make it. So this was what, Raiders Bucks?
Yeah.
Shania Twain comes out?
I like No Doubt, but yeah, I think we got to Mayo Grown
I think
that.
We'll Mayo Grown that.
If I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's got to be Mayo Grown.
Shania Twain?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Gwen Stefani frisky, but yeah, the rest of it.
Oh, No Doubt.
I mean, Shania Twain by her frisky.
All right, Super Bowl 38. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's hot. I like that.
So that's not suitable for work?
NYSF.
Yeah. This, no
not
doubt.
Safe for work.
Yeah.
This was one where I remember watching it in a buddy's room in college, and it was, this is pre-DVR, this is pre-all that stuff, at least on the TVs that we had in there. And it was like, I want to say me and like another buddy saw it, and like another three didn't, and Keith. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, no way.
Keith, yeah. I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, Areola!
Yes!
And I, so like, I, but then it was such a...
Yes!
It was such another
Areola,
time.
I was like, what is on it?
No, no.
Well, that was also confusing.
But it went by so quick, you didn't even know. So
the big, like, sun-like piercing.
It was such another time.
Yes!
Yes!
Best Super Bowl ever.
If that was now...
This may be the GOAT.
Okay, if that was now,
the
Keith,
GOAT?
5 seconds later, that picture would be all over social media.
It'd be Twitter. It'd be
then
all over Twitter.
You're just like, I think I saw something, but I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then you didn't even really know until, like, hours later after the game where it became a big story.
Oh, man.
It was another time.
A lot of kids became men that day.
It's burned in there.
I'll never forget it. I bought every one of her albums. Do we actually put it in GOAT and not safe for work?
If you want to. Put that
had
in GOAT.
A big impact on society.
It did. It actually led to a string of safe olds. So it led
to
a string of a lot of stuff.
It might be the most recognizable halftime show.
Probably. Recent vintage.
It's the most memorable one.
Yeah.
And also, just
put it on the GOAT, put you two not suitable for work.
The GOAT! Justin Timberlake got... off scot-free. Nobody said a word about Timberlake.
Yeah.
We love America. We love passings.
What
a GOAT.
What a bad boy.
All right, put it on the GOAT.
It's the GOAT.
Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl 39 was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's...
You're too old!
That's a safe hold.
There's a lot of safe holds coming up.
Yeah,
that was sort of their thing. They were like, oh my God, we saw a nipple.
Let's drop them all in a bucket. Ready? Who else we got?
Super Bowl 40 was the Rolling Stones.
You're too old!
Safe hold.
Yep.
41 was Prince.
Is Prince a safe old?
No.
The GOAT!
Not GOAT.
Absolutely. Not safe for work? The way he kind of moves around a little bit up there? Prince.
A lot of wiggling. A lot of gesticulating.
Prince. We'd be doing Prince a disservice. And
to put him
show.
With a safe old.
Yeah, he's not
he's
a safe
old.
Old.
He's not safe.
Frisky, not safe for work, or GOAT?
The GOAT!
If you two's in GOAT, Prince should be in GOAT.
Billy, break the tie. I wouldn't put him in GOAT, but okay, GOAT.
GOAT,
GOAT that. Fine.
Yeah, all right.
Go for it.
42, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Safe hold?
Yep.
I like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but safe hold.
Rest in peace.
Again, rest in peace, yeah.
43, Bruce Springsteen.
You're too old!
The safest and the oldest, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not quite. 44, The Who.
You're too old!
Jesus, okay. What a run.
It's a full tier.
What a run.
Yeah.
You couldn't dig
their
up anybody else?
Asleep.
The Who?
Their fans were asleep.
The Who?
I don't remember The Who. In 2010, The Who was a halftime show?
So that was after the 2009 season. So what was that even? What Super Bowl was even that?
Cardinals?
Oh, was it Cardinals-Steelers?
Steelers? Is that right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Bunch of safe holds. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, Super Bowl 45 was the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash.
Okay. All right, so Black Eyed Peas.
Half of it too old.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of remember Slash.
Black Eyed Peas, though. They either got to be Frisky or Mayo Grown. I'm trying to remember that half.
I'm
going to
go Mayo
like
Grown.
It.
If I don't really remember it, it's got to be Mayo Grown. The only thing I really remember about that is Slash's appearance. Other than that, I don't even remember. Usher was in another halftime show.
How about Usher getting it done?
Okay.
All right.
That's Mayo Grown.
46 is Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, CeeLo Green, and Andy Lewis.
It sounds like another Mayo Grown.
Yeah,
Madonna?
I'm out on that.
Speaking
one.
Of an old.
I don't know how safe she is.
Out there, was she
NYSF?
She
not safe for work.
Nick, you might not be wrong. That's gonna upset
Madonna there.
That's gonna upset a lot of soccer moms. But she was not looking her best.
The hell's that mean? All right, we'll put Madonna in not safe for work.
It's good stuff.
47, Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Probably good, right?
If
it was Beyonce,
I'm gonna go Frisky.
All right, I'll put.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not Goat.
The Bayhive.
It's safe for work.
The Bayhive.
Beehive.
The Bayhive. That's, we're all saying that, right?
Let's go Frisky. It's a Frisky one.
All right.
Super Bowl 48, Bruno Mars, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think people like Bruno Mars, right?
I really liked it in real time.
He's a little dude. You could put him in your pocket.
I really liked it in real time because he put on a show. Kat rewatches, like they re-air all these halftime Super Bowls. I don't know where she found it. Well, I didn't like it as much on a rewatch. I watched them last year before the Super Bowl.
Mm.
When the Niners were in it, Kat got super into
Frisky?
The Super Bowl last year. I think it needs to be Frisky.
All right.
Yeah. Started with the Garden a few years ago. Awesome show.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Plus, he got a horn section, so I'm excited for one of those.
He has a good song on Sesame Street, too. I forget if he does one of them.
Wasn't he like a childhood Elvis impersonator? Like, he's like a showman.
He was.
Yeah, he's like a real legitimate showman.
How tall do you think he is?
Oh.
5'1".
Yeah.
I bet he might be 5'1".
Four apples.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You remember Howie Sylvester?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that.
You think he's that height?
Yeah, maybe.
Shout out to both those guys.
Shout out, Howie.
Couple of legends.
The greatest.
All right.
Super Bowl 49 was Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Elliott.
So this was also Left Shark, which took on a life of its own. I thought the Katy Perry show was pretty good.
I'd pop it up on the goat.
All right.
Great halftime show. Not great backup dancers, but great halftime show.
And that was a hit parade.
And it was Pat Seahawks. Yeah, exactly. You don't know how many good songs she had.
One hit after the next.
Goat that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 50, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson.
Coldplay?
That's a groan. I don't even dislike Coldplay, but
I mean,
for a halftime show,
yeah,
that's not the kind of act I'm trying to put out there.
I'm going to pass on that.
I like Coldplay, but yeah. I can't be doing halftime shows.
I know.
Super Bowl 51, Lady Gaga.
Well, that's goat.
I was wondering where Lady Gaga was tremendous.
She jumped off the roof.
Jump off the freaking roof.
Do I just
what
like,
is this? Mission Impossible?
I might just like every Patriots halftime Super Bowl now that
that's
I'm looking at it.
Is.
But
yeah.
But that was another goat.
Lady Gaga was great.
That was in Atlanta or against the Falcons, right? That was 28-3.
She sparked the comeback, many
she
think.
She did. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goat.
Super Bowl 52, Justin Timberlake.
I don't really care for Timberlake, I'll be honest with you.
I like Timberlake, but I'm gonna
He didn't do any of the songs with Andy Samberg.
Which was a miss.
He didn't bring Janet back out.
No, he did not bring Janet back.
How does he get another shot at it?
Did he throw a bone to the rest of NSYNC?
He did.
He did or didn't?
No, he did not.
Yeah, I don't think he did. No, this was like suit and tie era Timberlake. No, it's not grown.
Okay.
It was a show.
Frisky?
Frisky. Right. Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl 53, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
That's a great
one. I mean, all due respect to Travis Scott and Big Boy, there's only so much they can do. So I'm going to put Maroon 5.
But I'll tell Adam Levine was shredded for that thing. He got in the weight room for that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay. That's a frisky one. What else?
54 with Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
That might be not suitable for work.
Yeah. Remember how people were like up in arms?
NYSF. Not safe for work.
It might not have been.
I think Shakira is very talented. So I'm
Goat? I'm fine with putting it on goat, but it might be not suitable for work.
I think not safe for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on.
Yeah, too hot for TV.
That's probably fair.
Is what that was, yeah.
Super Bowl 55 was The Weeknd.
So this one was famous for...
Grown City.
But it created such a good meme of him looking, like
running
trying to get out of there.
Whatever that was,
lost?
The mirrors or whatever?
Yeah.
Grown City, though. That was terrible.
Me looking for the bathroom after three beers. It's like, couldn't find anything. All right, so the Weeknd will put in Mayo Grown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Super Bowl 56, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent.
Goated up.
Yeah,
this was the opposite of the Bruno. I didn't love this one watching it in real time.
You didn't?
I loved the Bruno Mars one. I knocked it down a peg on rewatch. This I rewatched, and I was like, why didn't I like that? That was amazing.
50 Cent hanging upside down like a bat.
Pretty good.
You can't beat that.
Pretty incredible.
I believe the story goes they were like, hey, we want, you know, Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Kendrick, Mary J. Blige. And Eminem's like, well, we want 50 Cent. And they're like, no. And
kind
he's like,
a West Coast thing.
And he's like, well, then I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, 50 Cent can go. 50 Cent can go. And we can hang him upside down like a bat.
No, that was a GOAT performance. That was great.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Super Bowl 57 was Rihanna.
I'd say maybe not safe for work.
Yeah, let's put her there.
Like NYSF.
I was
not
really,
safe for work.
I was very disappointed. I was looking forward to that halftime show so much.
I thought it'd be better.
Unfortunate timing. Nothing anybody could do, but I was hoping for more out of that halftime show.
Well, something somebody, two somebodies could do. No, but God bless her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad she's happy.
No, let's put that there.
She should have done, speaking of Sandberg, should have done Shy Ronnie. And Shy Ronnie, too.
Would have been a good move.
A
and
miss.
What was what's our last one?
Last one, Super Bowl 58, Usher, Alicia Keys, Jermaine Dupri, Her, Will.i.am, Lil Jon, Ludacris.
Frisky. It was good.
Yeah, no, I'll go frisky as well. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I had low expectations, but he also has got a bunch of hits. So that one was pretty good. So this year, how do you think Kendrick Lamar is going to be?
Frisky.
Probably.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
It won't be bad. It'll be good,
does
but
do
it won't
any
be goated status.
Does he do any of the Drake songs?
I bet the first song.
I think he has to.
I think it comes right out about Drake.
So it could be not suitable for work. That might be
and
where
then Drake's
going
to sue him.
Yeah,
I think Drake join him.
Wow.
Ooh.
Squash all beefs. I'm squashing all beefs
watching.
Today.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow. Text line already feels very strongly about this. It can't be the goat unless you show nipples. So it's a loaded goat tier.
That's true.
Yeah.
The goat. There's only one.
Yeah.
All right. So goat, we have U2. And again, it's more based on timing. Janet Jackson, Prince, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Dr. Dre and Friends. Not Safe for Work, Madonna, Shakira and J-Lo and Rihanna. Frisky, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake and Usher. Safe Olds, Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, and The Who.
That's the most accurate tier ever. We've never had a more accurate tier than that.
And then the Mayo Groan, Shania Twain, Black Eyed Peas, Coldplay, Maroon 5, and The Weeknd.
Nice.
I think we did it.
What do you guys think out there of our Tier Tuesday Super Bowl halftime show since 2001? You can jump in there. 617-779-7937. We'll tweet that out, Twitter and Instagram, so you can follow along with a nice graphic there from Terp. And let's get into some introductory press conferences yesterday.
Yikes.
One more embarrassing than maybe any press conference I've ever seen. We'll do it next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Jets are built for this, says Aaron Glenn. Built for that. I mean, he's working blue.
Wow. Yeah. That's when you know you mean business. Either that or you're overcompensating. I'm not sure which. Some people say swearing is a sign of intelligence. Some say That's what I've read. That's like one of those... like Snapple facts or whatever. You're like, I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, we're the freaking New York Jets. We're built for this.
Wow. I'm sorry. That's what it was. We're the freaking New York Jets. We're built for this.
But then there was also, you watched the Traitors, and there were three of them were all like arguing for their lives. One of them swore, and one of the guys is a cop, and he's like, listen, we know in interrogations when you're swearing like that.
Sierra from Summer House.
Yeah.
A little too much
spoiler.
Cursing.
Spoiler.
Yeah. No, it was cursing.
Wait, we didn't say if she's there or not, Nick.
She could be a traitor.
Yeah.
Could be home.
Very easy on the eyes. That's Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. No, she...
But, yeah, she was swearing quite a bit, and one of the guys who is a police officer by trade was like, red flag.
Yeah. Well, criminals can be smart.
They can't. Well, oftentimes they are.
Yeah, a big Venn diagram.
Especially the ones that get away.
Could be an intelligent one. So, Aaron Glenn...
coming in hot, as a lot of defensive coaches do.
Trying a little too hard to be Dan Campbell, I think. I mean, I don't pretend
he didn't go full Dan Campbell.
But a little bit there. Like,
a little bit, yeah.
He chastised the media for asking about Rodgers too many times. He's like, I'm not going to keep repeating the same answer to the same question. He's cursing.
Yeah.
So I think he's trying to deliver a little bit of that Dan Campbell
aesthetic. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Not
quite.
We're
the freaking New York Jets. We're built for the
not quite that level, but you see what I'm saying? There's an element of that going on there.
Uh-huh.
And so, okay, I thought Aaron Glenn, you know, maybe trying a little too hard, but I get it. What we saw out of my guy Liam Cohen yesterday.
This was shocking because with a lot of these guys, we know the offense, we know the resume, we know whatever. Don't necessarily know what they're like at a press conference setting or an interview setting, and this was the most jaw-dropping of all.
Say safely, I've advocated for this guy before
for
this job. I'll say safely, I had no idea about this, but so it's Jacksonville. They have a certain catchphrase there.
Uh-huh.
Was Liam Cohen prompted to do this? I'm guessing. I would hope so. I hope he didn't do it on his own.
Even if you were.
Here's how it sounded if you missed it.
Duval.
That's not going to work.
Duval.
Hang on.
It's not going to work.
What you're not getting in the audio there is the visual.
The face that he makes.
Of like, he's almost serpentine. He's almost like snake-like. Like, he's like, his neck is like moving around. Like, he's Mick Jagger or something like that on stage. Like, he's like, Duval.
It's really.
Duval!
Not that at all.
No, I think even Mac did better than him.
I think you need to be a
Duval.
Little.
Duval.
You got to be worried. You got to be petrified.
Shooketh?
You got to be
shooketh. We just did the tears. Some might say shooketh.
This is where, if you're Shad Khan, you got to double check the contract. See if you can get out of it.
Can you get out of that?
See, like, maybe now's the time to bail.
Yeah, it's like,
Duval.
He already bailed on the Bucks.
All right, so.
At the 11th hour, maybe you got to do that to him.
Over the last few years, I feel like I've definitely analyzed these closer than ever before. And it doesn't always mean you're going to be a bad head coach, because this guy had one of the all-time intro press conferences.
Have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
He is now in his second Super Bowl.
That's Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni looked so in over his head. I remember texting my buddy who's an Eagles fan. I was like, good luck with this guy. And he's like, I'll give him a chance. He was actually, I'll give him a chance. And he's been good. But he sounded awful. Like, yeah. There was no confidence to have in him. Dan Campbell was saying all kinds of weird stuff. So he was like a joke. He was a
punchline, but he was at least confident, but he was a punchline. Yeah.
Now those two guys ended up being like winning a lot of games, mm-hmm. right? And we'll see how Sirianni does on Sunday, whatever. But both have been a success. Then there's also been the other side where Joe Judge, Matt Patricia,
Adam Gase from the tacos.
Adam Gase's crazy eyes is one of the all timer, and he was a disaster.
Yeah.
He was a disaster. So I don't think...
What's up, Bird Gang? Jonathan Gannon, your new head coach.
What's up, Bird Gang? I don't remember Bird that gang. One. That was Gannon in Arizona.
How are the Eagles and the Cardinals Bird Gang? I think they both go by Bird Gang. It's like having two Death Valleys.
No. The Eagles are the birds.
Yeah, but they also say Bird Gang.
Do they?
I believe they do.
No, they say Go Birds. Bird Gang?
I think they also say it.
They're Bird.
Think,
they're yes, both they Bird Gang?
Eagles are Bird Gang.
And Jonathan Gannon Cardinals both of them.
I know he was. So he's like, you didn't have to change that.
Yeah,
change.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Not even close. So, no, Bird Gang is legit like an Eagles fan too.
I didn't realize that.
Double Bird Gang.
So do I have to bail off the Liam Cohen bandwagon, or I just gotta double down now?
So
do I gotta ride out the hard times?
Well, you've seen some data,
yeah,
and
you gotta
hope that he's Nick Sirianni.
Hang on, I'm on the fence. Let me hear it one more time.
Duval.
I'd like to retract my support for
get
Liam Cohen. Yeah, I think it's gonna fail.
Now
I think I'm out.
Ben Johnson was also kind of like nerdy, squirrely,
yeah.
Nerdy.
Yeah.
Like I guess you're gonna get that a little bit. You know, Gerard Mayo was pretty good at his press conference. So listen, if you can add it to the list of things that could factor in whether they're a good coach or bad, but it's certainly not the be-all, end-all.
Okay. I appreciate, you know, Thunder and the organization.
Okay, it wasn't.
We'll take your thoughts on this. Vrabel far surpassed
someone we heard
yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll take your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. And we have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday standing by at high noon. That's next.